Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, little ZZ Top bringing us back. Thanks for hanging out with me. Ken Yancey is our guest. Ken's a good friend, a longtime Brain Trust member. He's your friend, whether you know it or not, folks, as are all the people who work with him in the great organization called SCORE, the volunteers that are all across the country, weaving a fabric of a net of support under you that they're standing by ready to go. Ken, tell us a little bit about SCORE.
Sure, Jim, and I really appreciate all that you do to promote what SCORE does and our volunteers. For those listeners that hadn't heard, we're an organization of volunteers, mostly retired businessmen and women, who help small business owners and people that want to start. Today, we're 13,500 volunteers and 350 chapters across the country. And we do two things. The first is one-to-one counseling or mentoring, coaching, whatever you want to call that. It is free to any small business or anybody thinking about starting a business. The second thing that we do is a series of workshops or seminars. Those are on things that relate to starting, growing, managing, buying, selling a business. Last year we did over 10,000 total seminars nationwide and,
wow,
and served over 500,000 existing and would-be small business owners. So the reach is pretty terrific, and what makes it all work, as you know, Jim, are the fantastic volunteers that provide their time and their talent on behalf of our nation's small business owners.
And the services they provide cost small business owners nothing.
You know what, that's correct. Your tax dollars at work, Jim, you know that we do receive an appropriation. I'm pleased to tell you that for every dollar that was appropriated to SCORE in 2010, SCORE clients returned $548
wow,
in federal taxes. So the return on investment
pretty
of
good deal.
The tax dollar is pretty good.
Really and your funding comes through the SBA, doesn't it?
That's correct. We've been a resource partner, Jim, with the SBA since 1964. So it's a long and successful relationship, and we continue to have a great relationship with that team. The administrator, Karen Mills, doing such a good job supporting small businesses.
And that's score.org, right?
It is score.org, exactly.
Yeah, so
and
check
great,
it out.
Great new tools there, a new website that we've launched, so very excited about that.
Lots of good stuff there, folks, score.org. Ken, we're talking about the use of broadband and the web-based tools. Also, you can't talk about this for very long without talking about the concept of the cloud. You know, if you've ever bought anything on eBay, you were in a virtual marketplace. If you've ever used any Google tools, you were doing something in the cloud. These are resources. The leverage, the power of the cloud these days is really giving small business owners a lot of processing power, a lot of leverage, competitive leverage. That some of it's free, Ken. That 20 years ago wasn't even possible for even big companies at any price. And now small business owners have the kind of capability that the big companies have to pay a lot of money for at our fingertips. And that's something that needs to be, when small business owners really need to be focusing on this capability, don't they, Ken?
You know, they do. They really need to sit down and understand how these tools can help their business, and then create a plan to successfully use them within their business. So, you know, a retail organization is going to use it differently than a manufacturing company, than a restaurant, but they all can benefit in so many different ways. And, you know, we were real fortunate, as I mentioned a little earlier, Jim, to partner with the FCC, the SBA, and a number of other companies. And we developed a website that's called eBusiness Now. And you can link to it off the SCORE website at score.org, but it's called eBusiness Now. And the intent of that website is to support the FCC's broadband plan, and specifically to help train and have small business owners understand the value that broadband-enabled technology can bring. And we have workshops that are there, recorded, that are free, that you can take.
Mm-hmm.
There are almost 40 different white papers on different things that relate to using technology.
So these are specific examples. Is there industry specific information
in
there?
this is broad, but I think that small business owners that take a look will find that while not industry specific, the topics are broad enough mm-hmm. that you're going to find what you need. For example, you know, how to choose an accounting software. What's the value of having a software that's web-based, that's in the cloud, as you mentioned a little bit earlier? You know, how to use social media. What's the value of Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and many of the other things? You know, how to analyze your website and what are the best ways to utilize that site? How to look at your competitors' sites and understand what your customers or potential customers are looking for in terms of a web experience when they go to a company. You know, so there's so many things that are there, and all of this is wrapped up in this one terrific little website called eBusiness Now.
All right, so check it out. And is it eBusinessNow.com or is it?
It's eBusinessNow.org.
.org, okay, eBusinessNow.org.
Right.
You know, Ken, somebody might be listening saying, well, you know what? I don't need any help. I don't need to change the way I do business. We're doing okay. We're doing it the way we've been doing it, et cetera, et cetera. Folks, this is not about, the cloud is not just about you. The cloud is about, and this web-based, these web-based tools, they're also, as I said in the previous segment, they're also and especially about what your customers are expecting of you. And if you're not giving them, if you're not reaching out to them, if you're not giving them the chance to follow you, for example, on Twitter, if you're not giving them the opportunity, if you're not giving them the opportunity to say to you, follow me home, send me stuff, follow me around wherever I am, you know, text me, email me, when you have new offers, if you're not giving them that capability, they're going to go somewhere else. Increasingly, day after day, as every day goes by, they're going to more and more going to go somewhere else. So what you have to start asking is, how's the performance of my business? Is my business operating and performing as it should? If it's not, you probably should go to this website that Ken's talking about. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.